Those controllers who put a kid on the radio at JFK aren't getting much backup. The FAA agrees with pilots protesting Atlanta's new Class B. And Boeing's being sued in a crash for which no cause has been determined. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, March 5th, 2010. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has disavowed the actions of a ground controller at New York JFK, who allowed a child to get on the radio and clear a JetBlue flight for takeoff last month. A controller and a supervisor are both on administrative leave while the incident is investigated. In addition, all official visits to FAA air traffic control operational areas, such as towers and control rooms, will be suspended during the investigation. The FAA administrator has directed a team to conduct a full-scale review of air traffic control policies and procedures related to facility visitors. Babbitt called the incident totally unacceptable. Quote, "This lapse in judgment not only violated FAA's own policies, but common sense standards for professional conduct. We have an incredible team of professionals who safely control our nation's skies every single day. This kind of behavior does not reflect the true caliber of our workforce," unquote. Even the controller's union is standing clear. A terse official statement on the NATCA website says only, quote, "We do not condone this type of behavior in any way. It is not indicative of the highest professional standards that controllers set for themselves and exceed each and every day in the advancement of aviation safety," unquote. A lowering of the Class Bravo shelf around Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport has been adjusted by the FAA to accommodate the concerns of pilots operating from suburban Covington Municipal. The new plan frees the space directly over Covington from inclusion in Class B, alleviating worries that the need to contact ATC for operations there would lead pilots to avoid the recently renovated Reliever Airport. The FAA says it still has its ears open. Following a 90-minute public meeting Monday in Chamblee, Georgia, FAA District Manager Brian Lentini told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, quote, "Everything is open to analysis. We are not doing this just for show," unquote. Another full day of meetings was scheduled yesterday in Fulton County. The changes are being proposed because while Hartsfield's new fifth runway created more theoretical capacity when it opened in 2006, controllers said there was no longer enough Class B airspace to accommodate operations, especially when holds were necessary. Lawyers have filed a lawsuit against Boeing on behalf of the families of those who were aboard an Ethiopian Airlines 737-800 that went down just after takeoff from Beirut January 25th. The airliner went down in the Mediterranean during what was described as a fierce storm. The suit, filed in Chicago, charges that there was a severe mechanical failure of the aircraft or a maintenance problem, even though no official cause has been determined. Manuel von Ribbeck of the U.S. firm Ribbeck Law told AFP News the $20,000 per passenger offered by Boeing's insurance company is insufficient and that he wants up to $1 million each. He said the same insurance companies have offered far more in other accidents. Boeing said in a statement that it extends its deep condolences to the families and friends of those lost, but company policy prevents further comment on ongoing litigation. Up next on ANN, two Indian Navy pilots are lost in an airshow accident. India's aviation market looks great to Cessna and Eurocopter. And ExoJet names a new president. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Two pilots on India's Sagar Pawan Navy jet demo team died Wednesday when their plane appeared unable to pull out of a diving maneuver following a formation split. The airshow had only been underway for 15 minutes at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad when the accident occurred. Local media reported the plane hit the side of an apartment building, injuring four people on the ground, too seriously. The building is said to have suffered structural damage that required all residents to evacuate. Officials say the pilots did not eject, but witnesses on the scene say it appears they may have tried. One woman told of a body falling next to her just before the crash, and others said they saw a body next to an unopened chute. All further performances of the team have been suspended while the cause for the crash is investigated. That air show was part of the India Aviation 2010 trade show at Begumpet Airport, and the show goes on. Among the exhibitors is Textron, which has its Bell helicopter and Cessna divisions on display. Todd Dunkey, Cessna's Director of International Sales, likes what he's seeing in the Indian marketplace. Quote, "Our strong relationship with Cessna Authorized Sales Representative and Service Facility, Tanija Aerospace and Aviation, located in Bangalore, has helped us gain a strong presence in the area, as well as demonstrate the importance of general and business aviation to this growing economy," unquote. The Citation Mustang just completed its first customer demonstration tour throughout India on its way to the show. Eurocopter has an aggressive presence at the show. Senior VP Norbert Ducrot beams, quote, "With plans to establish flying ambulances, faster transport services to tourist destinations and religious places, and set up heliports in Delhi and Mumbai, the helicopter has a busy time ahead. Our ambition is to largely increase our footprint in India to accompany the fast development of the helicopter services," unquote. Eurocopter currently has a fleet of 72 civil helicopters flying in India and claims about half the oil and gas market. ExoJet announced Wednesday that Benjamin Murray, former executive VP of NetJets and CEO of Executive Jet Management, has joined ExoJet as president. He'll initially be focused on revenue and business development with the goal of expanding market share. ExoJet CEO Blair LaCorte commented, quote, "With Ben's depth of knowledge about the industry, along with his past measurable successes, we are in a great position to continue our tremendous growth," unquote. Still ahead, South Korea is forced to ground its aging F-5E fighters. Airlines will do better this year, but still lose money. And where were these shuttle supporters 3 years ago? You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, March 5th. I'm Paul Plack. The South Korean Air Force grounded the majority of its fighter fleet after two aircraft crashed on Tuesday in mountainous terrain, killing three pilots. The aircraft were both older F-5E jets being used on a training mission on the country's east coast. AFP News reports it's the second time in 2 years that F-5Es have been involved in accidents. The South Korean Air Force operates about 170 F-5Es. The U.S. Air Force first flew the type in the 1960s. There was good and bad economic news in figures released Tuesday by the International Air Transport Association. IATA says the good news is passenger demand for airline seats in January was up 6.4% from January of 2009, indicating continuing improvement. The bad news? The improvement is not great enough or quick enough to avoid a money-losing year 2010 for the industry worldwide. International cargo demand is rising much more rapidly, up 28.3% from a year earlier. The worldwide cargo load factor is still just 49.6%. IATA CEO Giovanni Bisignani predicts, quote, "We can start to see the future with some cautious optimism, but better volumes do not necessarily mean better profits. Passenger yields are still 15% below peak, and we expect 2010 losses to be $5.6 billion U.S., unquote. Preparations are moving forward for the final shuttle launch, Discovery's mission STS-133, late this summer. At its facility in New Orleans, Lockheed Martin has completed assembly of the final shuttle external fuel tank. The company says its employees completed mating the liquid oxygen and hydrogen segments and the buffering intertank in a record 40 days, after the previous 8 assemblies averaged 60 days each. Discovery's last launch to end the 29-year shuttle program is scheduled for September 16th. And finally today, U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, a Texas Republican, ranking member on the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, introduced legislation Wednesday to allow NASA to continue flying the U.S. Space Shuttle fleet past its currently planned retirement later this year. Companion bills in the House are expected next week from representatives of another aerospace-heavy state, Democrat Suzanne Cosmas and Republican Bill Posey of Florida. The most arbitrary provision in the Hutchinson bill would make retirement of the shuttle fleet contingent on replacement capabilities within the U.S. Industry observers have noted that supply chain logistics makes such a sudden turnaround in policy a remote possibility and project increasing safety risks if the fleet is pressed into continued service. Shuttle program fans may be wondering where this sentiment among lawmakers and the funding to back it up were 3 years ago. Senator Hutchinson criticizes the Obama administration for a fiscal 2011 budget she says is, quote, short-sighted and represents the wrong direction for U.S. space policy, unquote. In opposing plans to rely on Russia for low-Earth orbit needs after the shuttle fleet's retirement, she says, quote, by maintaining our independence from other nations in reaching space, the U.S. can fully realize the research potential of the space station as a national lab, unquote. Is it me? Or wasn't it the International Space Station? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, meet Scott Lewis, the new president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.